15 terminal commands to make Mac OS faster and more convenient. This guide explains 15 terminal commands for adjusting key repeat, dock responsiveness, screenshot saving, finder behavior, and sleep prevention in Mac OS. It also covers how to apply and restore each setting, along with version-specific caveats. Open terminal and record both the command for the setting you want to change and its restoration command. After changing the key repeat and smart quote settings, relaunch the apps you use and check the input results. Adjust the dock and window animations, then restart the dock or the relevant apps. After applying the screenshot and finder settings, check the save location, search scope, and sorting results. Prevent sleep only when necessary, and if an issue occurs, revert each setting using its restoration command. Many Mac OS user settings can be fine-tuned with the defaults command in terminal. The following 15 settings focus on improving keyboard input, dock responsiveness, screenshot management, finder navigation, and the environment for long-running tasks. Some values changed with defaults are internal preference keys rather than options officially provided by Apple in system settings. Because their behavior or key names may change after a Mac OS update, it is safest to apply only the settings you need and keep the restoration commands as well. Things to check before starting Open Terminal. In Finder, launch applications and GT, utilities and GT, terminal. Run one line at a time. Do not paste multiple commands at once. Run each command and check the result. Quit the app. If the target app is running, it may save its existing preferences again. If possible, quit the app before making changes. Administrator privileges are generally unnecessary. The settings below apply to the current user account, so most do not require sudo. Understand what will restart. Kill all Finder and kill all dock terminate those processes, but Mac OS immediately launches them again. The state of open Finder windows may change. To check the current values first, use the following format. Defaults read NS Global Domain Key Repeat Defaults Read COM. Apple. Finder FX Default Search Scope. If you see a message saying that the value does not exist, the key may not yet have been explicitly set. Keyboard Input Settings 1. Change press and hold for letters to key repeat by default. Pressing and holding certain letters in Mac OS displays a menu for selecting accented characters. Disabling this behavior makes the same character repeat while the key is held down. Defaults write NS Global Domain Apple Press and hold enabled bool false after making the change. Completely quit and relaunch the app you are using. Depending on the app, you may need to log out or restart. Restore. Defaults delete NS Global Domain Apple Press and hold enabled disabling this setting makes it difficult to use the accented character selection menu. So users who type in multiple languages should first confirm that their keyboard shortcuts or input sources are sufficient. 2. Shorten the key repeat interval and initial repeat delay key repeat represents the interval between repeated inputs, while initial key repeat represents the delay between the initial key press and the start of repetition. Lower values are faster. Defaults write NS Global Domain Key Repeat Int 1. Defaults write NS Global Domain Initial Key Repeat Int 10. If the settings are too fast, characters may be entered multiple times unintentionally. You can start by setting key repeat to 2 and initial key repeat to around 15, then adjust them. You may need to log out or restart your Mac for the changes to take effect. Restore. Defaults delete NS Global Domain Key Repeat. Defaults delete NS Global Domain Initial Key Repeat 3. Disable automatic smart quote substitution in code, JSON, commands, and configuration files. Straight quotes and curly smart quotes are treated as different characters. Run the following command to disable automatic substitution globally. Defaults write NS Global Domain NS Automatic Quote Substitution enabled bool false restore. Defaults delete NS Global Domain NS Automatic Quote Substitution enabled some editors and word processors use their own input settings, so you may also need to disable the smart quotes option within the app. Adjusting dock responsiveness 4. Remove the dock auto show delay and animation first. Press Option plus Command plus D to enable automatic dock hiding. Then set both the delay before the dock appears, when you move the pointer to the edge of the screen, and the duration of the dock animation to 0. Defaults Write Com. Apple. Dock Auto Hide Delay Float 0 Defaults Write Com. Apple. Dock Auto Hide Time Modifier Float 0 Kill All Dock Restore Defaults Delete Com. Apple. Dock Auto Hide Delay Defaults Delete Com. Apple. Dock Auto Hide Time Modifier Kill All Dock if you want to retain the animation while only increasing its speed, you can use a value greater than 0, such as 0.15, for Auto Hide Time Modifier. Reducing System Animations 5. Disable some window animations. The following global setting disables window opening and closing animations in apps that honor it. Defaults Write NS Global Domain NS Automatic Window Animations Enabled Bool False Restore. Defaults Delete NS Global Domain NS Automatic Window Animations Enabled Recent Mac OS Apps May Ignore This Internal Setting. So the same result is not guaranteed for every window. To also use the official setting provided by Apple, enable System Settings and GT, Accessibility and GT, Display and GT, Reduce Motion. Reduce Motion simplifies screen transition effects rather than eliminating animations entirely. Screenshot Setting 6. Remove shadows from window screenshots. This excludes the shadow around a window when capturing it by pressing Shift plus Command plus 4, then Space, and selecting the window. Defaults Write Com. Apple. Screen Capture Disable Shadow Bool True Kill All System UI Server Restore. Defaults Delete Com. Apple. Screen Capture Disable Shadow Kill All System UI Server 7. Disable the Preview Thumbnail. After capturing this disables the small preview that appears in the lower right corner of the screen immediately after taking a screenshot. Defaults Write Com. Apple. Screen Capture Show Thumbnail Bool False Kill All System UI Server Restore. Defaults Delete Com. Apple. Screen Capture Show Thumbnail Kill All System UI Server. You can also enable or disable the preview under Shift plus Command plus 5 and GT, Options and GT, Show Floating Thumbnail. 8. Change the Screenshot Save Folder first. Create a dedicated screenshot folder inside the Pictures folder and set it as the save location. mkdirp$home/pictures/screenshots defaults write com. Apple. Screen Capture Location String $home/pictures/screenshots Kill All System UI Server. If the path contains spaces, you must enclose it in double quotes. Deleting the folder or specifying a location you do not have permission to access may cause problems when saving captures. Restore to the default desktop. Defaults Write Com. Apple. Screen Capture Location String $home/desktop Kill All System UI Server Finder Navigation Settings 9. Display the full path in the Finder title and enable the status bar. This displays the full POSIX path of the current folder in the Finder window title and enables the status bar at the bottom of the window, which shows information such as the number of items and remaining space. Defaults Write Com. Apple. Finder FX Show POSIX Path in Title Bool True Defaults Write Com. Apple. Finder Show Status Bar Bool True Kill All Finder. If you need the path bar itself, select View and GT, Show Path Bar from the Finder menu, or press Option plus Command plus P. You can also toggle the status bar with Command plus slash. Restore defaults delete com. Apple. Finder FX show POSIX path in title defaults delete com. Apple. Finder show status bar kill all Finder 10. Change the default Finder search scope to the current folder. This makes Finder search the currently open folder first, rather than the entire Mac, when you enter a search term in the Finder search field. Defaults write com. Apple. Finder FX default search scope string SCCF kill all Finder restore defaults delete com. Apple. Finder FX default search scope kill all Finder on Mac OS versions that provide the same option in Finder settings, selecting the current folder search option under Finder and GT settings. And GT, advanced and GT, when performing a search is more reliable. 11. Display folders at the top when sorting by name. This makes folders appear before files when viewing files and folders sorted by name. Defaults Write Com. Apple. Finder FX sort folders first Bool True Kill All Finder Restore. Defaults Delete Com. Apple. Finder FX sort folders first kill all Finder, the result may vary depending on the sorting method and Finder view type. In recent versions of Mac OS, you can also use the option in Finder's advanced settings to keep folders on top. 12. Disable the file extension change warning. This disables the confirmation warning shown when changing a file name extension such as PNG, TXT, or MP4. Defaults write.com. Apple. Finder FX enable extension change warning bool false kill all Finder restore. Defaults delete.com. Apple. Finder FX enable extension change warning kill all Finder renaming an extension does not convert the actual file format. For example, simply renaming a PNG file to JPG leaves the internal data in PNG format. So you need an image editor or conversion tool to convert the format. Finder and desktop hiding features 13. Add a quit menu item to Finder. This adds a quit item to the Finder menu. Defaults write.com. Apple. Finder quit menu item bool true kill all Finder. When you quit Finder, Finder windows and desktop icons may disappear together. To reopen it, click Finder in the dock or launch Finder from Spotlight. Restore, defaults delete.com. Apple, Finder quit menu item kill all Finder 14. Hide all file icons on the desktop. You can hide desktop items before a video conference or screen sharing session. Defaults write.com. Apple, Finder create desktop bool false kill all Finder. This command does not delete or move any files. The files remain in place when you open the desktop folder in Finder. Show them again, defaults write.com. Apple, Finder create desktop bool true kill all Finder preventing Mac sleep 15. Temporarily prevents sleep while working running caffeinate in terminal, can prevent specified types of sleep while the process is running. For general long-running tasks, use the following command. Caffeinate I to stop it, press Ctrl plus C in that terminal window. To prevent sleep only while a specific command is running, place it before the command. Caffeinate I your command, the main options are as follows. Option what it prevents I system sleep, due to inactivity D display sleep M disk idle mode S system sleep, while using AC power T seconds runs for the specified duration for example. To prevent idle system sleep and display sleep for 1 hour, run the following. Caffeinate IDT 3600 caffeinate is not a way to always override a low battery, forced shutdown, user-initiated sleep, or closing a MacBook lid. When using a Mac like a server for long periods, you must separately plan for power connections, heat, battery condition, network recovery, and automatic startup after a restart. What to check when settings do not take effect? Check whether the command's double quotes were changed to smart quotes. Restart Finder, dock, system UI server, or the target app. Test input settings again after logging out or restarting. On a Mac managed by a company or school, a configuration profile may overwrite user settings again. If an app uses its own preferences, the global Mac OS settings may not apply. Internal preference keys may stop working after a Mac OS update. A safe approach to reverting settings, these commands can make the system feel faster, but they can also significantly change how you use it. Rather than applying all 15 at once, it is better to make changes by category, such as keyboard, dock, or Finder, and use them for about a day. Defaults delete domain key removes a value explicitly set by the user, allowing the app or Mac OS to select its default behavior again. However, if the screen does not change immediately after deletion, you may need to restart the related process or log out. In particular, automation scripts that depend on internal keys should be revalidated before upgrading Mac OS.